Good morning. It is Sunday, September the 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. So good to be with you on this Sunday, the Lord's Day, the Day of Resurrection. And we will celebrate with a psalm today, as has been our practice. We're going to go with Psalm 24 today. Creator and Lord of History is the name of the entry. Remember, this is coming to us from Timothy and Julie Tennant, the reflection, the meditation, and the Psalter arrangement, which we will sing. So let's get right to it this morning. Psalm 24, hear now the word of the Lord. The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord, and who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god, they will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory. Now consider this. Psalm 24 begins with a declaration that God is both the Creator and the Lord of history. Is there any greater affirmation of the sovereignty of God than the opening line of Psalm 24? The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Verse 1. There is not one square inch of the entire creation or one single person who has ever lived that is not under the providential sovereignty of God. He is Lord. The heart of this psalm reminds us that we have no access to the holy presence of God. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord, and who may stand in his holy place? Verse 3. The answer is only one with, quote, clean hands and a pure heart. Verse 4. The supreme crisis of the human race is captured in this solemn reply. Even the New Testament picks up on the solemnity of this verse when it declares, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23. The only way to bridge the great gulf between heaven and earth, between God's holiness and our sinfulness, is through a divine condescension whereby God himself bridges the chasm and takes on human flesh and walks among us. This is the heart of the good news of Jesus Christ. He alone is the one who has lived with clean hands and a pure heart. This psalm also foreshadows a segment of history not seen by human witnesses. The entrance of the ascended, victorious Christ into heaven. Lift up your heads, that the King of glory may come in. Verse 7. The initial ascension of Christ was observed by his disciples. See Luke 24:51 and Acts 1:9. And we now know that he is seated at the right hand of God the Father. What was not observed by any human eye was the glorious entry into heaven after the work of redemption was accomplished. The early church saw in Psalm 24 a marvelous foreshadowing of that great event. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Verse 7. The gates of the Lord joyously ask, who is this King of glory? The triumphal refrain comes back. The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Verse 8. The refrain is repeated to add to the triumphal victory of the whole scene. This is the great theme of the Ascension. Jesus is the victor who, after his suffering and humiliation, has been crowned with glory and honor. So we're going to sing the psalm, Psalm 24. We'll sing it with the Seedbed Psalter. I'm suggesting the tune Lions, which you may recognize as O Worship the King. And we'll go right through it. Are you ready? The earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and all those within its domains. He founded it upon the seas by his hand, established it firm on the waters to stand. Oh, who may ascend the hill of the Lord, or stand in the holy place of our God? The one with clean hands and pure heart without stain, who lifts not his soul to an idol in vain. The one who won't swear with falsehood and lies, will blessing receive from the Lord on high. He'll be vindicated by his Savior God. Such are those who seek for your face, Jacob's God. O lift up your heads, you doors and you gates, to enter the King of glory awaits. This great King of glory, oh, who can he be? The Lord strong and mighty in battle is he. Oh, lift up your heads, you doors and you gates, to enter the King of glory awaits. This great King of glory, oh, who can he be? The Almighty Lord, King of glory is he. Amen. That was fun. That was good. It's something how singing just, I don't know, it wings the psalm to the throne of our heart in a way. It creates a sense of affection and in this particular psalm, you know, joyfulness, the joy of the Lord. This was one of mine and Sam's psalms. Once we got through Psalm 23, well, we never actually totally got through it. We're still doing it. We just went right on to 24 in our rides to school. I remember that with great joy today. Well, and it's also fitting, I think, that this one comes up here as we're in Exodus and on the eve of the great parting of the Red Sea. It's like you can almost hear this psalm. Lift up your heads, you doors. Be lifted up, gates, that the King of glory may come in. And I love the way the tenets brought in the Ascension. It's so perfect. That's this next level. Psalm 24. Well, It's been good to be with you here on this Sunday morning. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. That's where we're headed today. That's where we'll be looking for you. I'll see you at the house. For the awakening for Timothy and Julie Tennant, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.